Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason Mackey did 4 hours. Starkey was at our luncheon, so he got the day off. So did Austin. So it was Mackey and Sean Myers for 4 hours today. Heard a lot of that. I heard you say you did not like the Spencer Horwitz deal by the Pirates. Why is that, Jason?
I think they gave up too much, Andrew. I do. I don't have anything against Spencer Horwitz as a player. I mean, if he was coming up through their system, it would be a fine thing. I wouldn't be upset about it. I don't like trading pitching. I don't like trading the amount of pitching that they gave up. The cost was too much for me.
Well, then, Jason, if that's the case, then these stories, Noah Hyles writing in the PG, that the Pirates are at least floating Mitch Keller and Jared Jones' names out there, they must make you feel like that green emoji face that's about to throw up, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
What's going on there? Because I feel like I'm speaking for a decent percentage of Pirates fans when I say, regardless of whatever baseball reason they might attempt to give, the notion that they are floating Keller, but especially Jones out there, or that those guys are available in deals, runs fully counter to this idea of we love our starting pitching, we want to build around it and build a winner.
I know. And all right, so here's where I'm at on that stuff, guys. And I mean, it is a trait of this regime, and I've covered this, where they will talk about anybody. They don't put anybody off the table. They consider all, and that's not like, you know, I'm trying to make something sound good. Like, literally, they have those conversations a lot. Now, how serious these were, I don't know. Noah and Andrew would have a better feel of that. But them being willing to talk about guys is not new. They've been willing to talk about everybody forever. Now, what they're reporting, and that basically we have to send money out to bring money in, you know, I don't think they're looking to reduce payroll, but I don't think they're looking to grow it either. Keller would make sense. As much as I hate it, I don't like it, I'm not endorsing it. So, I mean, if there were a little bit more of a legitimate sense of being willing to trade Mitch, I'd understand it, but I don't see any scenario where they would trade Jared Jones.
Well, the reporting in the story was that Jones is very available, which is way different from we take calls
well,
on everybody, Jason.
Okay, well,
there's a huge
very available for a. I understand that, but it's very available for a price. You know what I mean? Like they ask on him would be astronomical.
So what would they, what specifically, what position would they be asking for, you think? Where would they be looking to augment their roster specifically if they were actually going to deal him?
They would want the Jared Jones equivalent or the Paul Skenes equivalent in terms of a bat, and probably then some. you know, for their trouble or for losing a young pitcher. You know, a young pitcher is going to have more value. I mean, they're going to want somebody that's that age, that's that ability level, that's that lights out. They would just want to flip the arm for the bat. But I don't think they're in any hurry to do it because of what they believe in Jared Jones. I think Keller's probably a different conversation, but I'm just saying that that would manifest in an ask that is just very, very high.
The other thing, though, that was written in that article by your colleagues was they didn't just say that it would be a swap of Keller, like we'll trade you our $15 million pitcher for your $50 million right fielder. It said trim payroll. I mean, unless we have different definitions of trim payroll says to me we need to trade this guy because we need to dump salary.
Yeah. I mean,
that would be
here's
brutal,
where
dude.
I totally. I mean, if the payroll goes below what it was last year, that's completely unacceptable. That's completely unacceptable.
Well, how else am I supposed to read that
right.
that quote?
That the
I know.
Interpretation
I,
of that
well,
is not charitable to them.
I know. I'm just saying that I have in my talkings to people, my understanding of where they're at, that the payroll would not be below what it was this past year.
And did they say higher than last year?
No. I mean, it was about what it was. Like, nobody expected it to be up in the $100 million range. It was, what, 83, 84? Like, I expected it to be right around there this year as well.
Jason, if it's not going to be in the $100 million range while they have Skeens and presumably, in that case, then the best pitcher in baseball on the cheap, when is it going to go back up into that range? Or is it
going
to go back in that range?
It might not. It might not. It might not. And that's not an endorsement on my end. That's not saying I agree with it because I don't. But I mean, part of what, and I've said this to you guys before, part of what they've tried to do is have something that doesn't drop too low and doesn't go too high. You know, a narrow band is the way they look at it. And again, I disagree with it. I don't like it. If you have Skeens, this is the time to spend the money. But that's my, you know, that's why if you drop the salary, if salary is going to go down, I think what those guys are probably getting at is that would be momentary. That would shed some salary, and then they would add it back in the form of other players.
Here's the problem with that narrow band. Besides just like the obvious, which is philosophically, I think there are times to go for it and times not to go for
it. Yes.
Baseball's just the general kind of direction and contract direction is the bigger deals will always continue to get bigger. There will always be an inflation effect, and therefore the smallish deals will continue to get bigger. And if their narrow band stays the same, then it is by definition going backwards in the face of overall rising salaries and offers.
Well, and it's not reacting to the situation that's in front of you, Chris, and I completely agree with everything you're saying. You know, if I have a situation where Paul Skeens is sitting in my dugout and starting on opening day for me, you know what? That's an occasion to throw a bunch of money at this thing. That's an occasion to make a run at this. I don't care what it does on the other side. Like, you've got a window while this guy's here. You've got a window while Jared Jones is here. So, yeah, I mean, I don't agree with the narrow band theory. That's why I presented it as such. I'm just saying how they look at it.
There you go, Jason Mackey. You heard him today from 10 to 2. You can hear him nights on the Fans, and you can read him in the Post-Gazette. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, guys. It's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.